We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lights. Camera, action from Pittsburgh, or from Hollywood East, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yeah, that's what Larry likes to say. Big movie action right here in our hometown, Hollywood East. It's John Mowad, at John Mowad, Mowad on Movies, from the Movie Mansion Moguls, Movie Mansion, whatever. Help me out here, John. Yeah. There's too many M's. What is this?
Yeah.
I thought you were coming into the studio today.
No, that's going to be Christmas Eve.
Oh,
I'm going to be in on Christmas Eve. I'm going to give you one of those crisscross hugs.
Okay, yeah, that's why thought you were coming in
10 seconds.
I thought you were coming. Oh, we're getting at least 10 seconds, brother. Release some stress, show the love.
Oh yeah,
emotional closeness, hug it out. That's what I was hoping you were coming in for. Needed that hug.
Yeah. I'm ready, baby.
Missed you, buddy. But hey, check this out.
This
you also have a gift here.
Mm-hmm.
I remember earlier in the week, Larry and I were talking about something. I gave Larry a gift. He was complaining about the bridges in the city of Pittsburgh. And I went out and got him that T-shirt with the bridges on it. And immediately I just get XL from you, a text, XL. So I went and got it. It's here. I thought you were coming in today.
Oh, I can't wait. No. I can't wait to wear that sucker around town.
Well, you could wear it to the big movie. Hey, you know what? It's going to be like a big visual hug. Because Disney's coming out with a big new movie today. Let's show you, listen to Encanto.
A lot of people want to know about my family. We have a magical house. Casita, help me out. Drawers. Floors. And magical gifts.
I understand you, but what's your gift?
Mirabel didn't get one.
The house is in danger.
I'm losing my gift.
The fate of the family is going to come down to you.
Help you. The rats told me everything. Don't eat those.
Don't eat the rats. What is that?
We're talking about this is Encanto. It's rated PG. And what this is, Kevin, is it's Disney Animation. And so would you believe Disney Animation this is about the 60th animated Disney film. Now we're talking about films that started with Pinocchio and Dumbo all the way up and through Frozen. So with Frozen, you get a real good idea of what this movie's going to look like. It's beautifully shot. I mean, if you're tired of the kids running around the house on this long weekend, take them to see Encanto. They'll be mesmerized by what this film looks like on the big screen. And what it's about is it's about this family in Colombia. So you have this family. They all have sort of like superpowers. They all have these. Something about them that's so special and really like a great something that they can attribute to their success and to their family, well, except for one girl. The youngest girl doesn't have this power. And so what's really interesting about this is you have this coming of age girl and her story about how, why she doesn't have power. And she goes looking for the source of the power and making sure that her family maintains their power. But this movie doesn't have a villain. The villain itself, it's one of the only Disney animated films not to have a villain. But what it does is it pits this girl against her feelings of inadequacy and why me kind of a feeling. But at the end, obviously, it's Disney, and there's going to be a happy ending. She's going to kind of find herself. And it's a great message for kids and the family alike. It's one of those movies, Kevin, where the adults can sit there and enjoy this movie as well. Mm-hmm. And if you're a big fan of Hamilton and Lin-Manuel Miranda, he does the songs in the music in this film, and it's terrific. So it's a really good film. Great way to take the kids and spend some time this weekend.
Sounds like you're giving it two thumbs up and a great hug at the end. They're going to hug it out. How about family that hasn't really hugged it out? House of Gucci.
I'm Patricia.
Patricio Gucci. We are a family business.
Gucci, it is an empire.
Wealth, style, power.
Gucci is like a cake.
Then you'll have a taste. Then you want more. And then you'll want the whole thing for yourself.
Gucci needs no blood.
What game are you playing?
Can you keep a secret? Father, son, and house of Gucci.
Oh, what's the secret?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the House of Gucci rated R. Well, how about this, Kevin? Listen to this cast. It stars Lady Gaga. She's in the lead role. You got Adam Driver, Al Pacino, Jeremy Irons, Jared Leto, an unrecognizable role, Selma Hayek, directed by Ridley Scott. And what this is it's about this relationship. So a young woman named Patricio Reggiano, she's from humble beginnings, but she marries into the Gucci family. And it's based on a true story where she actually has her husband killed. There's no secret there. There's no guesswork on what's going to happen.
Her secret power is killing her husband.
Yeah, she didn't hug that one out. But then what happens is, when I went into this movie, Kevin, I was like, am I going to learn about Gucci? Because that's an interesting name and a long, long history. But you don't really learn that much about the fashion house itself. But what you get is this relationship. And Lady Gaga just nails it. She's incredible in this film. And Ridley Scott, who's known for epic films, puts together a really good story. So if you like story-driven, character-driven dramas, this is a great movie for you. It's a little long. It's 2 hours and 37 minutes.
Oh.
But again, a really good movie.
All right, you're going to get your money's worth on House of Gucci. What about Resident Evil? I don't have time to play the clip, but how was that one? Welcome to Raccoon City.
Yeah, well, we know Resident Evil's normally for the last six times, seven movies, it's always been about Alice. And it's been Mila Jovovich. And she's always played Alice. And we know these Resident Evils. Well, this one, it's a reboot. So they're starting back at the beginning. But what it is, Kevin, what's interesting about this film is that it's based off of the first two video games that they made about the original Resident Evil films. So and there's a strong base of these fanboys for these video games. And that's really what they're going after. Again, it's a decent film if you like that sort of video game, that sort of movie.
So, Mr. Mowat, you got three great movies this weekend: Encanto, House of Gucci, and Resident Evil. All three different genres, three different audiences. Which one's going to lead the box office? I say Encanto.
Oh, Encanto by far. It's Disney. It's got the Disney magic, and the whole family can enjoy it.
Okay, but House of Gucci, if you don't have the small ones, House of Gucci is a pretty good option, huh?
It really is. It's just a little long, but I enjoyed it. I loved it.
All right, cool. Well,
the Selma reason... Hayek. How can you go wrong?
You want to hug it out with Selma Hayek, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. 10-second hug maximum. 1 to 5 is preferred, according to science. I'm just talking about science. They're saying hug people. I know that goes against what we're being told by others because of COVID. This is weird that it's coming from science, but they're saying hugs are good.
I mean,
part of our culture.
Yeah, but we've been locked up. Yeah, we've been locked up for so long. You gotta get out. You gotta hug somebody.
Hug it out. John Mowat, the Mowat Movie Mansion. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and have a great weekend.
Same to you, brother.
Thank you. Horrible news over happy music, the facepalm stories, the awful news. How about this? Let's start in Northern Virginia. Paul, the busiest travel season in years, got off to a really awful start earlier this week. It was, oh, my gosh. Oh, the humanity. It was awful. Paul, get your medical marijuana if you can. Grab a hug. Calm down. Take deep breaths, people. Let's talk about the detentions at the nation's point of entry there in D.C. Disgusting what happened. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents at Dulles International Airport detaining 3,378 glass bongs shipped in from China. Didn't have the proper paperwork.
Wow.
They also took $23,000 of unreported currency from some couple from Ghana. Welcome to America, folks. Give us your money. So, yeah, 3,378 bongs. No longer available for your Christmas shopping.
You know, what a conversation that would be if you got, like, you come home from work, a TSA agent, you come home from work. How'd your day go? Well, we seized a bunch of bongs. The great big bong bust at the airport.
Amazing. Black market bongs. Wait till that hits the news when we legalize. On to Indianapolis. If only criminals would put their brilliance to good use, Paul. In the middle of broad daylight, a carjacker stole a vehicle from a woman as she idled outside a senior living complex. The search for her Ford 500 was on, man. Police pinged the woman's cell phone, which was in the passenger seat, to try to track the car. Must have freaked out the carjacker. He tossed it out the window. Police recovered it. Luckily, when they discovered it, they discovered that the thief left critical evidence in the case. He took a selfie of himself with the phone.
Nice.
Before tossing it. What a dummy.
I wonder if that was inadvertent when he just picked up the phone.
It was. When he picked it up and it was dinging, he must have hit the button and took a picture of himself before he tossed it out the window.
That's embarrassing.
Don't touch the phone. Kick it out.
So they were able to track him down with the photo.
Clear as a bell. Face right there. Boom.
Facial recognition technology strikes again.
Face plant. That's your horrible news, Paul. This is the voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDKA. Good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Larry Richard off today, enjoying a Thanksgiving weekend, sort of. He's working today, Power of Bowser. Then he's got the Pitt game tomorrow, but he'll be back on the show on Monday. And joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, former Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch, brought to you by Parks Casino Sportsbook, my sports betting mobile app and casino of choice, the home team based right here in Pennsylvania. Download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code KDKA. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Charlie Batch, good morning, sir. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Good morning to you.
Hey, did you already go out and do your shopping now that, you know, the rush is on for Black Friday?
Absolutely. I went right on the couch, laid down, popped up my laptop, and started shopping. So, yes, essentially, I was out there with everybody else.
Hey, did you enjoy your Thanksgiving feast yesterday?
It was good. It really was. We had family and friends over. My wife did her thing in the kitchen. And literally, we had probably close to 50 people here.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That is tremendous. What's your favorite dish?
Mine is mac and cheese. Oh. I mean, it's one of our favorite dishes. So, you know, now let me clarify. It wasn't 50 people all at the same time. So I just want to make sure, especially where we're in this pandemic. So it's just sure people are rotating through.
You had the batch buffet line going.
Exactly. So we had people, we wanted to be respectful of everybody. So, you know, when it came to that point, so you want to make sure everybody had their distance and never, you know, we didn't have everybody kind of crowding in the same place.
Yeah.
So I wanted to clarify that.
We get it. It's family. We get it. It's no problem. Nobody's going to be mad at you, Charlie. Hey, big game on Sunday, 1:00 in Cincinnati, round two for the Steelers Bengals. Bengals took the first one. What was it? 24-10 in September. So are they going to come into this game a little bit? I mean, they're up there fighting the Ravens for the top spot in the AFC North, but are the Bengals a little bit relieved that they already beat the Steelers once? And do the Steelers have a shot?
Yeah, I think when you get to that point, and you know, the Bengals season, anytime they can split with the Steelers, that's a probably successful year for them. But I think right now when you look at what's going on with the Steelers, they know they need this is a must-win game, and they need it. Only because they can't afford another division loss, especially when you still have to face the Ravens twice, and especially when it comes to tiebreakers. If you lose to Cincinnati twice, obviously that puts you a little further up behind. So it just it's critical for them, and this is a big, really a big three-game stretch for the Steelers, and it starts here this week with the Bengals.
Yeah, and what about the defense? Last week, a lot of trouble, overpowered by the Chargers in Los Angeles, but what's the status with T.J. Watt, Minkah Fitzpatrick, and Joe Hayden? Are they all back and ready to go?
Yeah, well, Minkah for sure. They activated him off the COVID list. He should be ready to go this week. TJ and Joe Hayden, those guys are still work in progress. They're still 2 days away from having that decision made. So I think that decision ultimately would play out as a game time, this true game time decision as they go through that pre-game. And then, of course, 2 hours before the game, that inactive list will come out. So we'll all be paying attention to that.
Yeah, that's that 2 hours before the game is when the mad rush is on. You talk about Black Friday shopping and all the deals people outrunning trying to get to stores. Everybody's on the Parx Casino Sportsbook app 2 hours before kickoff because of that news comes out. Everybody jumps on there.
Oh, yeah.
It starts going. So the Bengals are favored. Weather shouldn't be an issue, should it?
Well, of course, you know, it's always going to be cold, but the wind is the what's bother. That's the only concern when you're heading into those particular games because you never know what happens on game day. The winds could be swirling. But either way, it'll be one of those mid-30 games that everybody's paying attention to is now as we get to this point of the season. But it's surprising when you think about when you said that the Bengals are favorites in this game, and I don't think we've heard that in a long time around here. So I think this is a game that the Steelers have to prove. And think about that one point at the end of that Steelers game. Remember earlier in the year, Tyler Boyd, he came out and said the Steelers quit.
Yes.
And didn't want to finish that game. So that's going to be motivation that Mike Tomlin is going to add the fuel to the fire to say, remember what they said about you last time. Let's go out here and handle your business.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know what? I meant to remember that, but I forgot about it today. You're right. Tyler Boyd from Clareton put that up there. And how important is that? I mean, does it change any atmosphere in the locker room, or is it just one of those things? Is it just extra motivation? Because it's not going to change their work ethic, right?
No, it's not going to change the work ethic, but it definitely is motivation because, you know, he's talking specifically, you know, about that defense and saying, remember, look what we did to you at the end of that game. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, there's more motivation for the Steelers, but also if you're on the other side for the Bengals, you say, remember, Tyler Boyd, you better back it up because now you knew we had to play them again. So let's see what now you can do as far as elevating your game and having a huge game against the Steelers. So I'm paying attention to that storyline.
Okay, so that's the matchup to watch. Who are they going to put on Tyler Boyd this time?
That's the interesting question right now because you know a lot of it comes down to whether Joe Hayden is healthy or not. And if he is, you know, it changes the scenario. But if he's not, I expect Cam Sutton to kind of be that guy to now possibly work inside and out. But it's going to be tough. But the key ultimately is putting pressure on the quarterback, and that's why we're hopeful that T.J. Watt is able to get back this week.
Okay, Steelers 5-4-1, Bengals 6-4. What about the offense? Is the key to the offense still Najee Harris, or is Ben Roethlisberger going to be extra fired up for this one? Because the Bengals haven't swept the Steelers since 2009, I think.
No, I agree with that. And I think whenever you, you know, this offense right now goes to Najee Harris, and everybody understands that. But if you heard the talk this week, you know, whether you're preparing for Thanksgiving, you heard Ben Roethlisberger talk about wanting to possibly go a little bit more no huddle. And if that's the case, then it's going to be interesting to see how Ben continues to use Najee. But I love the fact that they're using that little up-tempo and they can build on what happened in that Chargers game because anytime you score points in the manner that they did in the fourth quarter, you got to say, if we could do it in the fourth quarter, we now need to do it in the previous three quarters. So maybe there's more points this week. I don't know.
Okay. And earlier this week, the NFL announced that Hines Ward under consideration for the sixth straight year. He's a semifinal, one of the 26 semifinalists for enshrinement into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But there's an issue there. There's five other wide receivers up for the honor. Does that make his road a little tougher?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, I thought last year he had his best opportunity to get in, which he didn't. And then you add, you know, the Steve Smiths, the Andre Johnson from Houston. Then you still have Torrey Holt out there. Their numbers are a little bit better than Hines Ward's at this point. Now, granted, Hines does have the Super Bowl ring, that, you know, elevates his resume. But I just think it's tough because right now, when you look at these voters, majority of them are voting based off the numbers, not necessarily the Super Bowl ring. So I think it's going to be a tough challenge for Hines this year.
Yeah, that's unfortunate numbers. But that attitude that Hines Ward brought to the game, he changed that position in a lot of ways because of his attitude and his toughness. He was unbelievable.
Absolutely, he was. And I think, you know, he's one of those, you know, rare breeds when you look back to say, hey, well, you got to look at him and based off the era that he played in and the numbers that he was producing in. Because at that time, you think about if you go back to 2004, Hines had a monster year, but yet we were running the ball 60% of the time.
You're right.
So for him to have those particular numbers, I think voters need to look at the depth of each resume. And hopefully they do that. And, you know, and if that's the case, at some point, Hines hopefully gets into the Hall of Fame because he definitely deserves it.
Yeah, we wish Hines Ward a lot of luck there. And who didn't make the cut? Heath Miller, Casey Hampton, Hardy Nickerson, and Gary Anderson did not make the cut this year. Maybe next year, right?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, but, you know, the bias against the Steelers is the fact that when these voters are all voting, they're saying, oh, there's too many of you guys. We can't continue to put you guys into the Hall of Fame. So I just think that right there, some people need to take the bias out of it. And just based off the numbers and regardless of who they play for, if their numbers are there, they should be voted in the Hall of Fame. And unfortunately, that's not the case right now.
Yeah, they're discriminating against greatness in our region and our team.
Absolutely.
So there you go. Charlie Batch, thank you very much. Nobody does it better than you. I mean, really, honestly, you're an amazing guest, and I truly appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there again.
Thank you, Charlie. Charlie Batch brought to you by Parks Casino Sportsbook, the home team based right here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code KDKA. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.